The government has clarified that Martyrs' Day, observed annually on June 3rd, will remain a public holiday despite an earlier announcement by President Yoweri Museveni postponing this year's celebrations due to Ebola concerns. In a brief statement issued on Monday, the Executive Director of Uganda Media Center, Alan Kasuja, confirmed that the date will be recognized nationally under Uganda's public holiday calendar. The clarification follows a statement released by President Museveni on Sunday announcing the postponement of the annual Martyrs' Day celebrations after consultations with the National Epidemic Response Task Force and religious leaders. The President explained that the decision was informed by the Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, noting that Uganda receives thousands of pilgrims from neighboring countries during the annual commemoration at Namugongo. Museveni further urged pilgrims who had already begun traveling to return home and continue observing preventive measures. Martyrs' Day is one of Uganda's most significant religious commemorations, honoring the 45 Christian converts who were executed between 1885 and 1887 on the orders of Kabaka Mwanga II. The annual celebration Bongo attracts millions of pilgrims from Uganda, East Africa, and other parts of the world. Meanwhile, scores of pilgrims who had already embarked on the long foot journey to Namugongo have been forced to make painful U-turns and head back home, while others are still petitioning President Yoweri Museveni to reverse his decision on postponement of this year's Uganda Martyrs' Day celebrations. The President issued a statement on Sunday evening announcing the postponement of this year's Uganda Martyrs' Day celebrations due to Ebola concerns from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Our reporters across the country are reporting that several groups have started marching back home after receiving the information, while others are being briefed about the developments by parishes hosting them. Some of the pilgrims describe the development as a test of faith, saying they accepted the situation as part of God's plan. In Lira Diocese, a total of 1,028 foot pilgrims had already set off walking approximately 45 kilometers to their first station in Loro Parish, Oyam District, when the message reached them. Godi Akio publicly publicity officer for Lira Foot Pilgrims told Mega FM that they received the news from Bishop Sanctus Lino Wanok. He said the pilgrims were disappointed but had no other option other than obeying the directive. As the time of publishing of this story, the Uganda Episcopal Conference had not yet issued an official statement.